You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. It's Election Day in Wisconsin with closely watched statewide races and local races on the ballot. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. statewide today, and election officials are reminding voters that if they're still in line when the polls close at 8 p.m., they should stay in line because they are still entitled to vote. Residents can find their polling place and any documentation they need to bring at myvote.wi.gov or by contacting their local clerk. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles will also be open until 6 p.m. to help voters obtain a photo ID. The Boys and Girls Club of the Greater Chippewa Valley will host a couple of fundraisers this month, with the first one coming on Thursday. The Junior Youth of the Year Gala will be held at the Florian Gardens Thursday, giving area kids a chance to meet with Boys and Girls Club officials to learn more about programs that can provide needed support. Later this month, the Boys and Girls Club will also host their Voice of the Future event, bringing singers from across the Chippewa Valley together. Further information and tickets can be found online. It's Election Day in Wisconsin, and residents will finally get to see how two of the most expensive races in state history turn out. The nonpartisan Wisconsin Supreme Court race has received national attention with the involvement of Elon Musk, who has thrown millions of dollars behind Judge Brad Schimmel, while Judge Susan Crawford accuses him of trying to buy influence on the court. Incumbent State Superintendent of Public Instruction Dr. Jill Underley is also facing a challenge from Brittany Kinzer, with issues like school choice and testing standards at stake. The recently identified suspect in an over 50-year-old Dunn County homicide case entered a no-contest plea to the charges on Thursday. According to court documents, 84-year-old John Keith Miller entered the plea to the charge of first-degree murder in relation to the death of Mary Schlace in 1974. Schlace had been hitchhiking from Minneapolis to Chicago when Miller picked her up. Miller said he stabbed Schlace and left her body off the side of the road in the town of Spring Brook when she refused his advances. He was sentenced to life in prison. It's Election Day in Wisconsin, and in addition to the closely watched nonpartisan statewide races for the Wisconsin Supreme Court seat and State Superintendent of Public Instruction, residents will be asked to vote on a constitutional amendment. The statewide referendum seeks to enshrine voter ID requirements in the state constitution, even though showing photo ID is already required under state law. The amendment was proposed by Republican state legislators who claim they're concerned the Wisconsin Supreme Court might overturn the law someday. The Rice Lake Plan Commission approved preliminary development plans for a piece of land along the Red Cedar River on Thursday. Rather Properties presented the plan, seeking to get access to the property to begin the full development process. What exactly will be built on the property has yet to be determined, and the approved plans are simply to prepare the site for development. Cedar Shores Development has also presented a proposal that would include an estimated nearly $550,000 of infrastructure improvements. University of Wisconsin Health has released data on healthcare issues facing each county in the state, and Eau Claire County was found to be above average overall. According to the data, Eau Claire County ranked above average in flu vaccination rates, the number of mental health providers, and the number of mammogram screenings. It also found the ratio of physicians to people to be above average at about one physician per 700 people, but some of that data was collected prior to the closure of the HSHS hospitals and Prevea clinics last year. A woman was killed in an alleged hit-and-run crash in Dunn County over the weekend. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded to a call about a woman lying in a ditch along County Highway Y in the town of Dunn at around 7 a.m. on Saturday. After locating the potential crash scene, authorities quickly found the suspect vehicle and arrested the 17-year-old driver. The driver was charged with OWI, hit-and-run causing death, and homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. The circumstances of the crash remain under investigation. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is reminding residents to check their eligibility for compensation for some generic drug purchases from Apotex or Heritage Pharmaceuticals. According to a press release, Wisconsin and a coalition of states had previously agreed to a settlement with the companies. If residents had purchased a generic prescription drug covered by the settlement between 2010 and 2018, they may be eligible for compensation from that settlement. They can check their eligibility online at aggenericdrugs.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents not to interact with young wild animals they may see out and about around this time of year. According to a press release, newly born wild animals could be left alone at times while their parents are out searching for food. During those times, they are typically not active and remain hidden to avoid being found by a predator. If residents see a young wild animal and interact with it, they could attract the attention of nearby predators or scare their mother away longer than anticipated. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers get pounded by the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, another lopsided loss for the Brewers, losing 11-1 to Kansas City. They fell behind 4-0 after just two innings and gave up six more in the seventh. Pitcher Aaron Civale out now with a pulled hamstring. They had to call up right-hander Grant Anderson from Nashville. Manager Pat Murphy.
Pitching staff is decimated. I mean, what can I tell you guys? I mean, a lot of our top pitchers aren't here. I said 8 out of the 13. And we've been a man down. Anderson got in at 3 in the morning and had to pitch today more than he's pitched just to suck it up for the team because we didn't have that many arms available.
NBA, the Bucks host the Phoenix Suns tonight at Fiserv Forum at the NFL meetings in Florida. Brian Gutekunst asked if Jair Alexander could be back with the Pack.
Jair, I think we're still working through that. Obviously a very, very good player for us, and we have some time here to kind of figure that out.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been 30 years since the original Heat hit movie screens. Fans of Michael Mann's heist film starring Robert De Niro and Al Pacino might be happy to know there is a sequel on the way. Rumors have Adam Driver and Austin Butler set to star in the new film, although nothing has been officially greenlit. According to Rolling Stone, Heat, which was released in 1995, was the 28th best film in the 90s, and it was the first time Al Pacino and Robert De Niro ever appeared on screen together. The actors were both in The Godfather 2, but never had a scene together on camera. According to Pubity.com, that's right, Heat 2 will be a sequel and a prequel all in one. Michael Mann has confirmed he has submitted a draft of the script to Warner Brothers. The plot sounds a bit convoluted, but interesting. There is no date yet for production to start, and sources say the film should hit theaters in late 2026. A new Hollywood power couple might be on the horizon if rumors are true. Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney have been seen together recently, just days after the actress broke up with her longtime boyfriend. The two stars of Anyone But You have put to bed rumors of any involvement previously. It's about time these two talented young actors started getting some publicity. Country singer Morgan Wallen made a controversial exit after being the musical guest on Saturday Night Live last weekend. Instead of mingling and being social, as is the custom, Morgan ditched the cast and posted a picture on social media of his plane and a caption that read, "Get me back to God's country." Wallen lives in Tennessee, a state recently voted one of the worst to live in a CNBC quality of life survey from 2024. Seems like God deserves better. So does Saturday Night Live. The weekend box office numbers are in, and they were good, but not great. Action was king as the new Jason Statham film, A Working Man, landed in first place with a haul of $15 million at the gate. The action film overcame mediocre reviews, but audiences responded to the tune of 90% favorability. Statham plays a construction worker who has to rescue his boss's daughter from human traffickers. Been there, folks. It's no easy task. Coming in second place last week was Disney's Snow White, which brought in about $1 million less at the box office, bringing its two-week total to about $66 million. Faith-based drama The Chosen Part 1 came in third place with a take of $11.5 million. There are no critics' reviews, but as with many faith-based films, audiences are raving about it. Part 2 opens next week. Rounding out the top five were the horror film The Woman in the Yard and the comedy Death of a Unicorn. Both films made their debut over the weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a little light rain and snow developing by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 40s today. Tonight, some light rain and snow, some minor accumulation possible. Our low down to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain eventually ending with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.